Here's Coppola the other way. Coppola, centering pass, quick shot. What a stop by Turco, another chance. Turco was down on his back inside the net. What a save Marty Turco just made. And it was against this line that we talked about, the second line of Coppola, Samuelson, and Cleary. And Cleary had the glorious chance.
Marty Turco was key to Dallas staying alive with a win in Game 4, and he picked up where he left off in Game 5. Dave Strader, the call right here on NHL Radio, as that was Turco's first save of 38 on the day. And with the game tied at 1, the Stars' netminder was also a playmaker.
Chelios pumps it into the Dallas zone. Turco will come out and get it ahead of all others, and his pass, he gets away with to Lundqvist, and he's got a lane. He's into the zone. Lundqvist shot it. He scores. Joel Lundqvist gives Dallas a 2-1 lead.
Not only has Marty Turco been fantabulous at net, he's their best puck mover out of their own zone.
Ralph Strangis and Daryl Ray on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Turco had the lone assist on Joel Lundqvist's game winner, which sent the series back to Big D for Game 6. The Red Wings had lost two straight. Their top line was stymied by the Dallas defense, so the Grinders got into the act.
Cronwall hands it off, and Stewart pushes it ahead. Left wing side, moving in for an opportunity that goes right in front. There's Draper. He scores! Chris Draper banged it home from right in the crease.
Dave Strader again as Chris Draper scored with Dallas Drake and Brad Stewart getting the assists. It was the first points of the series for all three. The Red Wings led 1-0, and they kept motoring along.
Now a giveaway. Here's Zetterberg on a breakaway. Moving it out, Marty Turco. Short-handed. Scores! He roofed it! And Zetterberg scores short-handed, 4-0 Detroit.
Ken Cal on 1270 WXYT in Detroit as Henrik Zetterberg's second short-handed goal of the series put an exclamation point on the Wings' 4-1 win and their fourth trip to the Stanley Cup Final in 12 years. In the East, Pittsburgh hit a bump in the road, losing Game 4 in Philadelphia, but back in the friendly confines of the igloo, the Pens were red hot.
Lines behind the net, Biron plays it on the forehand, blocked by Malkin. In deep to Malone behind the net. Checked by Hatcher. To Malkin. Stuffing try. He scores! Evgeny Malkin found the loose puck at the side of the net and stuffed it in. It's 2-0 Pittsburgh.
Sam Rosen here on NHL Radio as Evgeny Malkin made it 2-0 Pens, and Marc-Andre Fleury kept it that way.
Perron, the goaltender behind the cage. Over to the far wing, and the Philadelphia Flyers come hurriedly out of their own end. Up to center to Richards. Breaking to the Pens end. Left side to Briere. Wrist shot. Good save. Rebound. Save again by Fleury on Hartnell. Two big saves by Marc-Andre Fleury.
Mike Lang and the Penguins Hockey Network as Fleury was impenetrable en route to his third shutout of these playoffs, and Ryan Malone was unstoppable.
Crosby along the right board. Skates into the right circle. Holding. Feed to Hossa. Right corner. Skates up the boards. Out to the center of the blue line to Gonchar. Wrist shot deflected. In! Ryan Malone has given Pittsburgh a 4-0 lead with another power play goal.
Sam Rosen again as Malone's second goal of the game was enough for first star honors and ended up a 6-0 rout that electrified Mellon Arena as Pens fans ready themselves for the Stanley Cup Final. Once again, Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Crosswick to Carter, can't get the shot away. Penguins clear. The Flyers have to go fish, and they'll have to fish all summer long because the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to win this hockey game and defeat the Flyers, winning the series 4-1. 1 second left, and it's all over, and you can hop in the Cordova, baby. We're going dancing with Lord Stanley.
That Cordova has a young engine and plenty of gas in the tank. A Pens Wings final. It's going to be a blast. I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.